Blog Talk Radio.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. Say no.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And praise be to the all-wise, wonderful, living God in the name of Jesus. I am truly honored in Jesus' name to be before you on this day, this wonderful July 9th, 2021, in the name of Jesus. Once again, we're above ground. Hallelujah. Once again, we're above ground. Oh, God is so good. God's been so blessed and so patient unto us and looking past all of our faults to provide our every need. Praise God. I thank God. I give God praise, honor, and glory on today for who he is and all of what he's done. I first and foremost want to give God that honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. For I give honor to God who is definitely the head of my life, who has changed me, who has transformed me, who has renewed my mind. Oh, I just give God praise on today. Somebody out there right now is giving God praise on today. Though we might not be all the way where we should be, we definitely, hallelujah, are not where we used to be. Hallelujah. We truly can give honor to God for allowing people to be in our life and into our atmosphere, people who are in our immediate circle, praise God, that allows us in Jesus' name to continue to strive on, to do the best. We thank God for those people that are in our circle, our immediate circle. Hallelujah. We give God praise. And then I want to also honor my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, praise God. I thank God for her being by my side, diligently laboring with me, ministering with me, and working God's work one day at a time, accepting me for who I am, where I'm at, and where we're going in Jesus' name. We stand forth in the name of Jesus for the understanding, believing in one mind, believing in Romans 8:28, and we know all things work together for the good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. How great and good God is. Hallelujah. I want to thank God. I want to thank God for those that are listening by way of YouTube, Skype, Blog Talk, Twitter, those that are listening onto our archives. Hallelujah. God bless you, 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 and you. Yes, this is definitely the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice, and as always I say, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We duly want to thank God for allowing those men and women of God to take time out of your day to listen to the word of God. Hallelujah. God bless you out there, Minister Andrew Olander out of Los Angeles, California. Hey, God bless you, my brother. God bless you immensely. You, your wife, and your family, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God bless you, Minister. Hallelujah. We want to thank you, Pastor Michael. Hallelujah. We want to say thank you, Pastor Michael, for joining us. Father, we thank you, and we pray, we ask that we come together praying and thanking God for being with you through your emergency or your hospital visit and your moment of your procedure. Praise God. We stand together in agreement, believing, Father, for healing upon Pastor Michael. Hallelujah. We come together. We'd like to see you out there, Pastor Mike. We see you out there, Brother Eddie. God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Brother Brent, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for accepting and being in our atmosphere on today. God bless you and your finances. God, let me say in the spirit that don't worry about it. Everything's going to be all right. What you've been waiting on, God's got your back. It's that time for it to come forth. Whatever it might be, that job, that promotion, that opportunity that you're looking for, it's about to open up because you've been diligent and loyal in the name of Jesus. And thank God for you joining us on today. Because God has a word for you. God has a word for you to hear on today. God bless you. God bless you out there, Minister Larry. Hallelujah. God bless you. We thank you for joining us. And we just want to acknowledge you for all of what God is doing for you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Once again, I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw of David and Di Ministry and Friends, where we once again take that time out of the day to read the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation. And currently we're in 2 Chronicles, praise God, as we steadily move along. God is just opening up understanding as we pray in Jesus' name for that understanding. Let us go to God in prayer on this day, once again, for allowing us to make it thus far. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, once again, we want to pause for a moment just to say thank you, God. Thank you for allowing us to be diligent and committed to doing all of what it is that you call for us to do. Father God, on today, Lord God, we thank you that you allowed us to make it thus far. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Lord God, we thank you that, Lord God, you look past all of our faults to provide our every need. Oh, God, Lord God, we thank you for allowing us in Jesus' name to just acknowledge your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, that we're able to come before you right now in Jesus' name to say thank you. Thank you, Father God, that you woke us up this morning. Thank you, Father God, that you carried us through the day. God, we thank you that you provided for us, oh God, for a roof over our head, a reasonable portion of health, oh God. We thank you, dear God, that you blessed us. Oh God, that you blessed our mind to be able to think like we should and walk like we should and act like we should in the name of Jesus. Help us to continue to lift up your name, God, for you're worthy. Oh God, you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name. God, we be so careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. I just get so full of the Spirit of God when he falls upon me in the name of Jesus. I thank God for allowing me to continue to press on in Jesus' name. I share oftentimes, as you see the beginning of our introductions, we mentioned how Elder David Ambrose Shaw continues reading the Word of God. Trust me and believe in the Spirit of God, for it's through the Spirit that I'm able to bring forth his Word, trusting that the Spirit of God will penetrate the heart and the Spirit that's within you. You see, this time is the time that God has allowed to come forth to read his Word and to acknowledge that God is true, that our ways are not the way that's right. Our way in which we think are not the right way to think. And so we need to learn to put on the old man, off the old man, put off the old man and put on the new man. Put on a new way of thinking, a new way of walking, a new way of talking, because this is the day that the Lord has made. It's no longer worried about what we used to do. It's about what we're doing in Jesus' name. Praise God. We take time once again to go ahead and read the Word. I'm giving people a little bit more time to get in on the show here, to hear the reading. Praise God. We do once again want to thank you, hallelujah, for joining us. I see I got Brother John. Praise God. Brother John. We waiting for Brother John. Praise God. We thank you, hallelujah, for joining us today. Hallelujah. And we thank you for continuing to support our ministry at David and Diane Ministry and Friends. Praise God. All right, here we go. We're coming out of 2 Chronicles, praise God, chapter 7. That's, once again, praise God, 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. God bless you, Brother John. In the name of Jesus, we ask that God bless you and continue to look over your household, your finances, in Jesus' name. And as we continue reading the Word of God, we're in 2 Chronicles, chapter 7. If you're joining us, allowing us to be with you on today, let us read. Now, when Solomon had made an end to praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priest could not enter into the house of the Lord, because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endures forever." Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king of all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on the offices, the Levites also with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by the ministry, and the priests grounded and sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and fat of the peace offerings, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. So also at the same time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him in great congregation from the entering of the Hamath unto the river of. And in the eighth day they made the Solomon assembly, and they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days and the feast 7 days. And on the 3rd and 20th day on the 7th month, he sent the people away into their tents, glad and merry in heart for the goodness that the Lord had showed unto David and to Solomon and to Israel, his people. Thus Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house and all that came into Solomon's heart to make in his house of the Lord and his own house. He prosperously effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place for myself, a house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven and there be no rain, or if I commanded the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be opened and my ears attained unto the prayer that is made in this palace. For now have I chosen a sacrifice that house, and my name may be there forever. My eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And as for thee, as thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments, then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I committed with David thy father, saying, thou shalt not thou be a man to be a ruler in Israel. But if I turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them, then will I pluck them up by the root of my land, which I have given them, and this house, which I have sacrificed for my name, will I cast out my sight and will make it to be a proverb and a byword among all nations. And this house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that is passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this land and unto this house? And it shall be answered, because thou forsake the Lord God of thy fathers, which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshipped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought all this evil upon them. Chapter 8. And it came to pass at the end of the 20th year, when Solomon had built the house of the Lord and his own house, that the cities which Hiram had restored to Solomon, Solomon built them, and caused the children of Israel to dwell there. And Solomon went to Hamath Zeba and prevailed against it. And he built Tadmor in the wilderness in all the store cities which he built in Hamath. Also he built Beth-Peron in Upper and Beth-Peron the Nila fence city with walls, gates, and bars. And Bela and all the store cities of Solomon had in all the chariot cities and the cities of the horsemen and all that Solomon desired to build in Jerusalem and in Lebanon and throughout all the land of his dominion. As for all the people that were left on the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hephites and the Jebusites, which were not of Israel, but of the children who were left after their in the land whom the children of Israel consumed not, them did Solomon make to pay tribute unto this day. But of the children of Israel did Solomon make no servants for his work. But they were men of war and chief of his captains and the captains of the chariots and horsemen. And these were the chief of King Solomon's officers, even 250, and far rule over the people. And Solomon brought up the daughter of Pharaoh out of the city of David unto the house that he had built for her. For he said, my wife shall not dwell in the house of David, king of Israel, because the places are holy whereunto the ark of the Lord hath come. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto the Lord on the altar of the Lord, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandment of Moses on the Sabbath and on the new moon and on the solemn feast, three times in the year, even in the feast of the unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And he appointed according to the order of David, his father, the courses of the priests of the services, and the Levites of the charges, to praise and minister before the priest as the duty of every day required. The porters also by their courses in every gate, for so the David, the men of God, commanded. And they departed not from the commandment of the king unto the priests of the Levites concerning any matter or concerning the treasures. Now all the works of Solomon was prepared unto the day and the foundation of the house of the Lord, and until it was finished. So the house of the Lord was perfected. then went Solomon to Ezion Geber and to Elah in the seaside of the land of Edom. And Hiram sent him by the hands of his servants, ships and servants that had knowledge of the sea. And they went with the servants of Solomon to Ophir and took hence 450 talents of gold and brought them to King Solomon. Chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to prove Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with the very great company and camels that bear spices and gold of abundance and precious stones. And when she was come to Solomon, she communed with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon told her all her questions. And there was nothing hid from Solomon which he had told her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the meat of his table, and the sitting of his servant, and the attendance of his minister, and the appeal of his cupboards also, and their apparel, and his accent, by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, it was a true report which I heard in mine own land of thy acts in thy wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not their words until I come, and my eyes had seen it. And behold, the one half of the greatness of thy wisdom was not told me, for thou exceedest the fame of I heard. Happy are thy men, and happy are these thy servants, which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom. Blessed be the Lord thy God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne and be king for the Lord thy God, because thy God loved Israel to establish them forever. Therefore made he thee king over them to be judgment and justice. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and the spices great abundance and precious stones. Neither was there any such spice as a queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And the servants also of Hiram and the servants of Solomon, which brought gold from Ophir, built Egham trees and precious stones. And the king made of the Egham trees terrace to the house of the Lord and to the king's palace, and harps and psalteries for singers. And there were none such seen before the land of Judah. The king Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, besides that which she had brought unto the king. So she turned and went away to her own land, she and her servant. Now the weight of the gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 66 talents of gold, besides that which chapmen and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and governors of the city, a country, brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 talents of beaten gold. 600 shekels of beaten gold went to one target, and 300 shields made here beaten gold, 300 shekels of gold went to one shield, and the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne and stays on each side of the sitting place, and 2 lions standing by the stays. And 12 lions stood there on the one side, and on the other side, other 6 steps. There was not the like made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold. None were of silver. It was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon, for the king's ship went to Tarshish with the servants of Hiram. Every 3 years once came the ship of Tarshish bringing gold and silver, ivory and apes and peacocks. The king Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon to hear his wisdom that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, vessels of silver, vessels of gold, and raiment, harness, and spices, horses, and mules, array year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls of horses and chariots and 12,000 horsemen whom had bestowed in the chariot cities and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even unto the land of Philistine into the border of Egypt. And the king had silver in Jerusalem as stones and cedar trees made as sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought unto Solomon horses out of Egypt and out of all lands. Now, the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahiah and Silonite, and in the vessels of Edu the seer against Jeroboam, the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon sat with his fathers, and he was bad in the city of David, his father. And Rehoboam, his son, reigned in his stead. Chapter 10. And Rehoboam went to Shechem, far to Shechem, where all Israel came to make him king. And it came to pass, when Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who was in Egypt, whither he had fled from the presence of Solomon the king, heard it, and Jeroboam returned out of Egypt. And they sent and called him, and Jeroboam and all Israel came and spake to Rehoboam, saying, thy father made our yoke grievous. Now therefore ease thou somewhat the grievous servitude of thy father and his heavy yoke that he put upon us, and he will serve thee. And he said to them, come on again unto me after 3 days. And the people departed. And King Rehoboam took counsel with the old men. And he stood before Solomon, his father, while he yet lived, saying, what counsel give ye me to return out to this people? And they spake unto him, saying, if thou be kind to his people and please them and speak good words to them, they will be thy servants forever. But he forsook the counsel which the old man gave him and took counsel with the young men that were brought up with him that stood before him. And he said unto them, what advice give ye that we may return answer to this people which have spoken to me, saying, ease somewhat the yoke that thy father put upon us? And the young men that were brought up with him spoke unto him, saying, thus saith thy answer to people that speak unto thee, saying, thy father made thy yoke heavy, but make thou I somewhat lighter for us. Thus shalt thou say unto them, my little finger shall be thicker than my father's loins. For whereas my father put a heavy yoke upon you, I will put more to your yoke. My father chastened you with whips, but I will chasten you with scorpions. So Jeroboam and all the people came to Rehoboam on the third day, as the king Bedad, saying, come again to me on the third day. And the king answered them roughly. And King Rehoboam forsook the counsel of the old men and answered them after the advice of the young men, saying, my father made your yoke heavy, but I will add thereto. My father chastised you with whips, but I will chastise you with scorpions. So the king hearkened not to the people, for the cause his was of God, that the Lord might perform his word, which he spoke by the hand of Ahijah in the Shilonite, in Jeroboam, the son of Nebat. And when all Israel saw that the king would not hearken unto them, the people answered the king, saying, what portion have we in David? And we have none inheritance in the son of Jesse. Every man to your tents under Israel. And now, David, see to thine own house. So all Israel went to their tent. But as for the children of Israel that dwelt in the cities of Judah, Rehoboam reigned over them. Then King Rehoboam sent Hadram that was over the tribute, and the children of Israel stoned him with stones that he died. But King Rehoboam made speed to get him up to his chariot to flee to Jerusalem. And Israel rebelled against the house of David unto this day. Praise God. That's going to conclude the reading of 2 Chronicles chapter 10. We will pick up on Monday. Praise God. Monday again at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time. Please join us as we come with the word message on Sunday. Look forward to talking about that. Open your eyes so you can see. Amen on Sunday. Praise God. 1 o'clock Central Standard Time is where we're coming for Sunday. God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. Jesus loves you and so do I. Never would have made. blessed.
Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have
made it. Tell him, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never would have
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong, I'm wise, I am better, so much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never